And 6:06, it is fair, 19 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 45. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Republican governor of Arizona does an about-face and will allow her state to take part in the federal Medicaid expansion. Oklahoma's Republican governor has said no to that plan, but the pressure on her may be mounting. Grove Republican representative and emergency room doctor Doug Cox hopes Governor Fallon will follow Arizona's lead.
I think that she realizes that where Arizona participates or not, that Arizona citizens are still going to pay the additional taxes, the additional fines and penalties, and that that Arizona money will be going to take care of citizens in other states. And that's kind of one of my concerns about Oklahoma not participating.
He says current plans to expand the Insure Oklahoma program may not be approved by lawmakers or by the federal government. We go in depth on this story at 7:35 this morning. A man already in custody is now being called a person of interest in last week's quadruple homicide in Tulsa. The Tulsa County District Attorney's Office filed a motion late yesterday to have the bond increased on 32-year-old Freddie Allen Hayes. He was arrested last week on drug and weapons charges and paperwork. The DA's office calls Hayes, at a minimum, a witness to the Fairmont terrorist murders. Meanwhile, a special task force takes a look at improving intelligence gathering to help solve crimes like the Fairmont terrorist homicides.
City law enforcement and citizen leaders gather for an initial meeting following the Fairmont terrorist killings. Police Captain Van Ellis talked to the group about the need to receive quality intelligence, not just a large quantity of information that may not be all that helpful.
And at the end of the day, though, we heavily rely on the public to provide us information so we can move forward with investigations and prevent crime.
He says there is frequently fear of harm or retaliation among those who may have information, and that's an obstacle that must be overcome in order to get intelligence to help solve crimes. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
15 women graduate from the Women in Recovery program at the Tulsa County Courthouse. One of them, Sherry Brackett, is looking forward to her future.
This day is very defining in my future. My past is no longer a factor. I've got so much experience and so many tools that I'm able to use, help me to be a better member of society. It's helped me to get a wonderful career. It's helped me to reunify with my children.
Brackett says before arriving at the David Moss Correctional Center, she had no idea there was a program like the Women in Recovery, an alternative to incarceration for nonviolent female offenders with addictions. More problems for the troubled Tulsa Club.
Another delay in the sale of the dilapidated downtown building. Owner C.J. Maroney has declared personal bankruptcy, halting the sale of the building yesterday. This is after he prevented an earlier sheriff's sale of the Tulsa Club through another last-minute legal maneuver in August, involving declaring bankruptcy through an LLC which held the property. The city of Tulsa plans to return to court in Nevada, where Maroney filed bankruptcy, to have the stay on the sale of the building lifted once more. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The incoming superintendent in the Jinx Public Schools is ready to get to work. Stacy Butterfield has been the deputy superintendent at Jinx and has been named now to replace Kirby Lehman, who is retiring. But before he leaves, she is seeking his input on future projects.
We have a triennial goal-setting process, and it is time for us to do that. So we are going to begin that process while Dr. Lehman is still in the district. And then another big goal for us is coming up with a comprehensive technology strategic plan.
Lehman is set to retire at the end of June. Our weather forecast, look for clouds to thicken today, a high of 45. Skies will clear tonight. It'll not be so cold, 28 for an overnight low. Now in Tulsa at 6:10, it is fair and 19. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.